Riding a chasm fiend was more difficult than Venli had assumed. As she and the other listeners geared up on a staging plateau in preparation for attacking the human position, the others explained how to hold the ropes they looped around the beast's neck and body, how to brace herself upon outcroppings of carapace.
It's easy once you get the hang of it.
Venli figured she could have made a list a mile long of things that were easy once you got the hang of them. She determined to crouch instead of standing tall like Thude, holding the ropes. They weren't reins. You couldn't control a chasm fiend. You could merely make suggestions via the rhythms you sang. The ropes were wholly for the benefit of the riders. Red lightning rumbled above, reminding her even more of that terrible night when she and the others had first unveiled the Everstorm. It didn't help that the humans were in basically the same position, holding Narok with darkened, worried eyes, shadowed within helms, anticipation spren waving around them. Their walls were cracked, their stormlight almost out. Unlike last time, when the humans had fought newly born stormforms, they faced a battle-hardened army led by immortals. The humans had never really had a chance here. Odium had thrown nearly his entire weight at this fight, extending as he'd been afraid to do before. If he wanted to win a single specific battle, and pay the toll of doing so, he could. Rain fell, light drops, mostly a mist. Venli held tight to her ropes, as that rain would make it more slippery. Nearby, the other two chasm fiends stepped up to the edge of their plateau, together carrying 20 of her people. They began to hum the rhythm of memories, a rarely used rhythm, usually paired with one of the old songs. In this case, they chose the Song of Destruction, a war march. It was quietly similar to another song, and sung to the same tune, the Song of Renunciation, the one that recounted how the listeners had long ago walked away from their gods. Pieces of it were part of the Song of Histories, but this was the pure, simple version. She sang it in her head, while she voiced destruction. The assault forces gathered, hundreds of fused and regals. Their thunderclast was dead, and needed time to return, and the humans had successfully killed over half of the focused ones. She'd heard the fused talking. The arrival of Venli's group mattered, because they had brought beasts capable of legitimately challenging Shardbearers and breaking down walls.